Feminine hands wrapped carefully on my shoulders, and I didn't question why. They led me along as if I was dazed to a place where my brother sat on a short wooden stool next to a tall bookshelf in his toy chest. Sun rays managed to filter the air and silhouette half my brother's face. If only I knew what that meant. I've been there in that large oak-colored room far too many times. Past wars had been fought and lost in that wretched room, but I still went along with it. I couldn't refuse my brother's hand. "Hey, David," I giggled. "What are we doing?" His eyes met mine, and he gave me a smile that only spoke of complete and utter torture, his favorite time of day. Then, under ceiling lights of old time chandeliers, I heard the dreaded words that sealed my fate in a damned hell, filled with giant red dogs. Words that sparked a rebellious nature in my small, beady hazel eyes. "Reading time!" Both my mother and brother bellowed wildly. Furious righteousness collaborated as I ran my curtains, spoke out against the tyranny, the unfairness. "No! I don't want to read!"